That's where he's looking. Throws the slant. Rodgers, touchdown. The Rick Rodgers with a nice inside cut, and Tool looking down the whole way and throws the strike, and you don't get touchdowns much easier than that as the Bills extend their lead.
Former greats of the preseason, Derrick Rodgers.
Derrick Rodgers.
Christian Wade, Jeff Tool. These are your Rushmore names, right?
Yes. These are good. These are all good. Joik Bell also was phenomenal for the Bills in the preseason.
Rod Streeter.
Probably the best preseason running back of my lifetime, Joik Bell.
Yeah?
Sure.
Better than Christian Wade?
Christian Wade, tough. I mean, it was like two plays, and they both went for 40-plus yards.
Just needed more opportunity.
You watch back the runs that he had. They were, like, super impressive. It wasn't just that he ran through an open hole. The one I think actually he doesn't score on, he runs through two linebackers and then just hits a gear and, like, runs away from people. So it was how he did it, too.
Yeah, it's funny. You remember the Carolina one?
Because the Carolina one, to me, was more impressive.
Okay.
He didn't score on it.
Okay, because his first ever touch he took for, like, a 65-yard touchdown against the Colts.
Yeah.
In Buffalo.
Yeah. And that one maybe was more he hit the hole and then he just ran away from people.
He was untouched and really didn't have to make a move, beat the safety to the sideline. It's funny, when I searched Christian Wade, the first video that came up was him scoring in a rugby match.
Okay, well, right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it turns out he also had that career.
If you remember him for the touchdown, look up, it was the Panthers. He played against the Panthers. Look up that play, and it's like, he looks like Tyreek Hill on the play. Like the way he's moving, and this is the one he doesn't even score on. To me, that one was way more impressive than the touchdown that he scored on. But that was the one that he went viral for and, you know, probably got famous for.
I got to find this one against the Panthers.
Find it against the Panthers. It's like this guy, kick returner, nothing. I mean, they tried, right? I don't want to say they didn't try, because there clearly was some athleticism from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he just hadn't played football before. But he looked like he did on this play.
Yeah, all I've got is the Colts one so far. I haven't found the Panthers one. So send it out there to the internet.
Let me find it.
You want your instant trivia?
Yes.
I got a little. Why not? You know, it's preseason football. We're hoping guys don't get hurt. It's pretty much the entire goal of the preseason is just don't get hurt. The Colts and the Ravens both lost players last night to injury.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I mentioned last segment, we had a caller about Josh and Lamar. Lamar is one of one, two, three, four, five. I thought it was nine multiple MVPs.
Okay.
But maybe it's only eight. I'll double check this. But he's the only multiple MVP winner without a Super Bowl.
Okay. Only MVP.
He's the only one to have won the
multi
MVP twice or more and not have a Super Bowl. So, question for you is, who are the two-time winners or more? And the clue is, of course, they all have Super Bowls.
Okay, so multi-MVP with Super Bowls?
Yep.
Okay. Brady.
Correct. Three MVPs.
Manning.
Yes, correct.
Peyton Manning.
Five MVPs.
Eli did not have multiple MVPs.
He did not.
I don't think he ever had an MVP vote. Peyton but Manning, go ahead, put him in the Hall
Peyton
of Fame.
Peyton Manning won five MVPs. And probably should have won
Manning
more.
Did. Yeah.
Probably should have won more.
How many should he have won?
15.
Five's a lot. 15? Come on. 15? Although that's a take I don't mind usually, which, like, LeBron should have won 16 MVPs, but he won four because I got sick of giving it to him.
Yeah.
Mahomes has two, right?
Two MVPs, okay. That's right.
Okay.
Both times Mahomes won it, Lamar won it the next year.
Okay. But we don't know who wins the year after Allen wins. Montana?
No.
He didn't win multiple MVPs?
He did not.
Really? And he was the GOAT quarterback for a while for people?
Oh, he did. Sorry, Montana, yes.
Okay.
When I said, I feel like a name is missing from this list, that I got, and it was Joe Montana.
How many did he win?
Two.
He won two MVPs.
Yep.
Okay. All right, how about, singular, I only need one Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Yeah. How many are there total?
There are four left.
Four left.
I found another name that wasn't on this list.
How about Brett Favre? Because then he went back-to-back MVPs.
He did.
And he won the Super Bowl. So Brett Favre.
Yep.
Okay.
This list is trash. I found another one.
Bad list?
Yeah. Just keep adding one to your list. There's more. All Multi-MVPs right. That have Super Bowls. You have
like
three left.
Is there going to be a guy from the early, like, did Namath win MVPs? Did Bart Starr win MVPs? Let me come back to that era.
Okay.
How about no Roethlisberger? He doesn't win MVPs. No on Stafford. No on Jalen Hurts. No on Nick Foles.
Yeah, I mean, go way further back. Like, these guys are...
Is Bart Starr right?
No. But, I mean, Nick Foles is definitely not in the conversation.
No, obviously, yeah. Steve Young?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Two MVPs for him?
Mm-hmm. Two MVPs. Yep.
Okay.
And then two more.
Can this be non-quarterbacks?
There is one non-quarterback.
Like Emmitt Smith? No, he didn't win MVP, right? Walter Payton?
No running back has won it more than twice other than this guy that won it three times.
Three-time MVP, won the Super Bowl. He's a running back.
He did not win a Super Bowl, so he's not on this list. Okay. Now I'm finding where the ESPN...
So wait, that list has a guy that it shouldn't be on the list?
ESPN had this list and they had something wrong. They missed a guy. Anyway, Jim Brown did not win a Super Bowl. He's three-time MVP.
He didn't play in that era.
And same with Johnny Unitas did not win a Super Bowl. That's the list. You got them all.
Oh, that's the it?
Okay, you got them all.
Because I'm like, there's no other, like, I'm Plunkett, McMahon. Like, these are not quarterbacks that won MVPs.
Right. Basically, what I'm looking
Kurt Warner was going to be my next guess.
That's the correct answer. I've completely botched this entire trivia.
Yeah, okay.
What happened was, I found multiple MVP winners.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are not Super Bowl era players, right? So
sure, okay.
Like
Unitas.
Jim Brown is not the Super Bowl era. He won three MVPs. He did not win a Super Bowl. They didn't have Super Bowls.
Right.
And Johnny Unitas played in Super Bowl III, right? But a lot of his career is pre-Super Bowl. So I apologize, Friday. What do you want from me?
It was a terrible list.
It was just terrible, terribly executed trivia on every level.
We got there, though.
Yeah, you know. The point is...
I don't know if people know who's actually on the list or not right now.
Right, now that we've played it, yeah. Here are the multi-MVP winners that have won Super Bowls.
Here we go.
Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Kurt Warner, Patrick Mahomes. And then Lamar, the only one to not win a Super Bowl. Why? Yeah. This is an easier way to explain why the list stunk. Jim Brown and Johnny Unitas did not either, but they don't really count.
Yep.
So while ESPN said there are nine, I found 11.
Yep.
Anyway, there you go. So it's Lamar. Lamar's the only one with multiple MVPs that did not win a Super Bowl or has not won. And Allen
gets there.
Careful. You don't want him to get two multiple MVPs and not a Super Bowl. You want him to get
and not a Super Bowl. Sorry.
You want
we had
multiple,
moved on to that.
You want multiple MVPs and, of course, the Super Bowl. Or one MVP and the Super Bowl. There's a fun question for you. Will we have the MVP talk the way that we did before?
No chance.
You don't think so?
No chance.
Isn't it
going to
be the same kind of season where the horse race between the Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens is the same as it maybe always is, and the only thing that's interesting on November 28th is so-and-so made a case for MVP last night.
It's sure, right. I don't think Allen puts the numbers up that are going to be required for it because I think that what hurt Lamar last year was that he had just won it the year before. I think that hurt him a lot.
So you
and you wouldn't
go
also,
so you wouldn't go so far as Bomani Jones claimed that the Josh Allen MVP was a participation trophy.
I don't go that far.
No, he said basically they felt bad that they should have given it to him and they didn't.
And that to me is another part about why I think like I don't think Josh. I think he'd have such a hard time being over Lamar as this season's going on from the narrative part of it. That part of why Allen wins maybe and what was said a lot. From people was, well, he should have won last year. What are people going to say about Lamar this year? Well, he should have won last year. That's going to help him.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Who do you expect to put up the video game numbers? I'm not saying Josh can't do that, but it's not really in the fabric of their offense. Jackson is going to put up video game numbers. So statistically, he's going to have an advantage. Narrative-wise, he's going to have an advantage. He's going to have the advantage of Allen just won it. So I'm not saying Josh can't, but like if I were, we can't bet on this stuff in New York State. If we were able to bet on this, I would not bet on Josh Allen this year. I'll bet on him to win another MVP, but I just don't think he wins it back to back. What would he have to do to win a back to back MVP? He has to put up the numbers Lamar did last year, and then as we just saw from Lamar, even then he might not get it. 4,100 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 4 picks. Does Allen win MVP?
If they're the one seed,
and
yes.
And they're the one seed.
Yes. Maybe after now that they've all got one, you know, I understand like what you're going for is playing the voters. And
I'm playing the voters,
how narratives do matter.
Which is why I kind of hate the MVP.
Now that they all have one, except Burrow, now that they all have one, maybe kind of resets to what it normally is, which is guy put up monster numbers and his team was the one seed. And also, Allen, I mean, the Bills didn't change much where you would have added star blue chip players that are going to change the conversation, right? They didn't go out and trade for DK Metcalf. Not that he's necessarily caliber, but just they're kind of running back the everybody eats. Hey, his receiver core, his tight ends, his backs, like they spread it around. Like he's still the sun in that universe. Whereas Lamar will potentially again have people splitting off because they say, well, Derrick Henry.
Right.
Like they use that
That's
against.
Right.
So maybe it gets back to normal this year, and the path for Allen to win MVP is just have a great season and be the one seed.
Right now, Jackson and Allen are co-favorites.
All right.
And to me, like that's not quite nuts. I understand why they are co-favorites. I would not bet Josh this year to win it. Burrow is right behind him. I honestly kind of like that. Because have we thrown this out there like very briefly as a question? If the Bengals make the playoffs last year, does Burrow win MVP? Throwing for 5,000, basically, and being the only reason they were even...
Yeah.
Like, not that Josh isn't the only reason, and Mahomes and Jackson, but Burrow was like, he had to do everything for that team. So, this year, if they make it... Like, what's the Bengals' threshold? Let's assume the defense is going to be bad. We all kind of expect that. They win the division. Is he the MVP? They don't have to be the one seed, do they?
I think it's very possible.
They just have to win their division. Maybe for Josh, maybe for Lamar, maybe for Mahomes. Like, you better get the one seed. That's important to you. Bengals? No. You're the three seed, but you won the division. Joe Burrow's MVP. I could see that. By the way, nobody that's come up here yet is the guy that I actually have an MVP bet on.
Ooh.
When I was driving through Pennsylvania a couple months ago.
Jaden Daniels?
Nope. Plus 750, Jaden Daniels. He's next after that group, the Big Four.
You placed an MVP bet.
Who did I place an MVP bet on?
I have no idea.
It's quarterback.
It's got to be. Not allowed to be anything else. That's the rule.
The highest odds for a non-quarterback is Barkley. He is behind Rodgers, May, Lawrence, Nick, Stafford, Prescott, Goff, Purdy, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert, Hurts, Daniels, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen Jackson. Those are all the quarterbacks before you get to a positional player.
Gotcha. Okay.
You said, did you figure out or think you
no,
know?
No, I have one more.
One more guess?
I have one more note to tell you how bad that trivia that I just ran in the earlier part of the segment was. Something else has been learned that makes it even worse. So anyway, who'd you bet?
Dak.
Oh.
I bet Dak.
Good luck.
Defense is going to be bad. It's great. The Cowboys. 2 years ago.
I like him just fine, but good luck.
2 years ago. You want to call me a hater? Call me a hater. When everyone said Josh should have won the MVP, I was saying Dak should have won the MVP. 2 years ago, Prescott should have been the MVP of the league.
803.
4,500 yards, 36 touchdowns, 9 picks, a bad defense. 12-5. He 2 years ago he was the guy I would have voted for.
Got some calls here, but Sal texts in to point out that Unitas won Super Bowl 5, but he threw 9 passes and was replaced. So Unitas did win the Super Bowl.
Okay, now it's official.
It's officially the worst trivia we've ever run on the show. Ever. However, Sal brings up something that this is delicious to get to before we get to a couple calls here. Imagine the take-pocalypse that would ensue if, like, Jackson got to a Super Bowl, threw 9 passes, and got hurt, and the backup won the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Does Lamar have one now? Just imagine for a moment.
Yeah.
Johnny Unitas gets to get away with that in the 70s, whatever. But
right. How much of the game does he need to play before it's determined he has one? Right? Like, Carson Wentz doesn't have one. Fair? He owns a ring. He was on the Eagles roster. He played in the regular season. He was not active in the Super Bowl. What if Lamar plays quarter and a half?
Listen.
How much do you got to play?
The take apocalypse.
How about not before it's like everyone know? How much does he have to play before it's like debate central? Because if he plays one drive, no one's debating it. If he plays 3.5 quarters,
if he misses one drive.
What do you
mean nobody's debating it? If he plays one drive and they win on the last second because the backup went in, I could say, oh, they would have won by 10 if Lamar played.
Maybe you're right.
What's the debate?
Maybe the debate will exist there, right, too.
Dave in Buffalo, save us from this dreaming of a take apocalypse. Go ahead, Dave. What's up?
Basically, I think that the point of all this is that it's a real paradox, because certainly for every team, winning the Super Bowl is what it's all about that 1 year. You have to do that. That's the goal. That's what you're doing. But in the big picture, the fact that someone is a multiple-time MVP who never won the Super Bowl is merely a curiosity and not very important.
Yep.
And I say that because I had the fortune of actually growing up in Chicago, where I have in my wallet, had it for 40 years, a diehard Cub fan club card. And we love the Cubs. And believe me, we spent a century without winning the World Series. But we still were rabid about our team and rabid about our being part of the Cubs and things like that. Then I had the fortune of meeting a lovely girl from Buffalo and moving to Buffalo actually in 1989. And picked up the Bills as my team because my wife required that I do that. And I became an avid Bills fan and went through all these seasons where we made the Super Bowl and didn't make it. But still, I mean, you see the Bills fans and how much they love their team, but they never won the Super Bowl. So the fact that a team doesn't win the Super Bowl, I mean, there are 32 teams. 31 of them don't have bad seasons, aren't horrible. Just one of them happens to win the Super Bowl that year. But in the big picture, it really doesn't matter. When you look back over someone's career, there are, I think, 5 Bills in the Hall of Fame and 6 if Tasker gets in, and they never won at all. In the big picture, it doesn't matter how many Super Bowls you won. It matters for that year. But in the big picture, it's just a curiosity.
Well, to a point, I understand what you're saying. However, people watch because of the belief that they might. And if you took that away... And we always say, like, hey, what if you knew your team was going to win the Super Bowl? Would you want to know? And I always tell you, no, I would never want to know ahead of time. If you were to find out, you know, whatever, a time traveler came and says, like, yo, listen, I've seen it, and the league folds in 2062, and the Bills never take home a championship. Would you still watch? Yeah, some people probably still would. Some would say, why would I do that? I'm after the prize. And, I mean, it's not quite a curiosity. It is the goal. And all the players are playing for that, in addition to playing for money, of course. But, like, to be a competitor and play for the trophy, to play for the top, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get started in high school football. You play because you love the game, because you want to win. And whatever you're playing golf, you play because you want to win. And, you know, are you a different person if you win? Maybe not. But how you are remembered and how you are defined definitely does change. So,
sure.
You know, your point about 31 teams don't have bad seasons. No doubt about that. You know, Washington had a great season last year. I'm sure they're not mad about it. The Chiefs are not mad about their season they had last year. They didn't win it. Are the Lions mad? No, they're heartbroken because they thought it would be their year. But curiosity is a little too far for me. It's the point. The point is to entertain. I should say that. The number one point is to be entertaining. You're on TV because you're entertaining. The trophy at the end is something we all care about because we're all invested.
Yeah.
Jerry and Kenmore quickly. Go ahead, Jerry.
Quickly. You know how Allen won the MVP last year? Because the year before, Jackson was about the fourth most deserving player to get it. And that, I don't know. The other thing is, when they show you stats and comparing Allen and whoever's case you're making shows you the stats they want to show you. You know, the ratio of passes to touchdowns is nice. All the yard things are nice. But Allen killed him in three categories last year that no one ever mentions, and that's lost fumbles, sacks below expectations, team record. He beat them in all three of those categories, but they're never listed on that side-by-side. Quickly on the why everybody, you know, the injuries on the receivers, I like it a little bit in that not everybody's going to be able to eat at the beginning, and we're going to force feed some of the guys that we want to know who they are. I think there could be a plus side to some of this.
Maybe. We'll see if everybody's back. I mean, Allen's been feeding Coleman at camp, and we'll see how that goes against, you know, scheming defenses.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we get back, I got one thing for you on Coleman that to me will tell you it's a very – is it obscure? It's not a stat you can just, like, look up. One of the chart guys has something that last year I endlessly remember about Coleman, that if it changes this year, it'll be a sign that things are going well. I know it's a chart. It's not complicated. I'll tell you what it is next.